And I think again, we wanted to look at the life of the Lord Jesus as a man, because it is, again, as I think John was saying, a different order of man. Here is a man who walked here on the scene to show man what God is all about, because he was God, but to show the blessed God what man ought to be. Here is a man, every action, every word, as I have said, he's walking around here. He loved God from all his heart. He always did that which is pleasing to God. And he had compassion on man. What characterized man was pride. What characterized the Lord Jesus was humbleness. What characterized man was violent and corruption. That's what characterized man. What characterized the Lord Jesus? Gentleness and purity and holiness. As he walked here in the scene, I could imagine Satan pulling his hair, trying to figure out, what is this? There is a man here who is, and he was watching him, and he's going mad. What's going on here? I never seen anything like that before in mankind. What kind of man is this? That's what the disciples said. What kind of man is that? When the Pharisees sent their officers to catch him, they said, never a man spoke like this man. They have heard all of these great orators speaking. Never a man spoke like this man. The blind man said, from the beginning of time, we have never seen anybody open the eyes of a blind. Never happened. It never happened. There was no man like this man. As we have said, 100% man, 100% God, in perfect humanity, walking here in the scene. No man like the Lord Jesus. Form of God, but now a form of a servant. He humbled himself even to that level. And what was his purpose? Is to do the will of God. To do the will of God. Whatever God said, the Lord Jesus was dead. And I think Chuck said, this is our example. The life of the Lord Jesus would not save me. The perfect life, if the Lord Jesus lived here for 33 and a half years, perfectly all the way, and went right to heaven, I will be still in my sins. It probably benefited those who were around him that he opened their eyes or raised their dead or healed their sick. But that's the end of it. It would have no effect on me at all. And that's why even he stooped further down to the death of the cross.
I want to say just one little word before we leave Philippians on this little expression. He was made in the likeness of men. I think it has always helped me to see that likeness implies difference. I hope that we see that he was made in the likeness of men. Well, what is different about this man that is 100% man? And it is this, that he was perfect. There was no flaw in this blessed man. He was a perfect man who was really the lamb that was put up for those days before the children of Israel were delivered without blemish, without spot. That is what made this one the one who could go, the one that could be the sacrifice, the one that could be. And I didn't say carefully, not the one that could be crucified, because we're going to see the difference in a moment. You see, sacrifice was for God. Crucifixion is what man did. Scripture divides them very clearly. Man crucified. He awarded the Lord a cross. But we're going to find in the Scripture that when it's spoken of from God's side, oh, he was that blessed sacrifice, wasn't he? So this is the springboard. Unless others have something to say, we will go. John, did you want to help us a little something here in Philippians? Sure.
I'm not sure if it was shared or not. But I think it will help us tremendously that what he became. I'm sure some have mentioned that the steps of the Lord Jesus in humanity was so tremendous that he had to learn obedience. It was something new to him because he never obeyed before. He's always the blessed God. But what he became, to me personally, in the life of Christ, speak heavily to my soul. This is one of five became, Christ became. And I'm not sure if it was mentioned in the studies. But I really believe it's good if it was mentioned, a way of remembrance. How does that sound? A way of remembrance. The Lord Jesus became five things. I shouldn't say a number. Someone taught me, an older brother, never say five, only five times, because someone might come with a sixth one. But what I know of is that Christ Jesus became flesh and dwelt amongst us. Humanity. John chapter 1, verse 14. When you go to 2 Corinthians chapter 8 and verse 9, Christ became poor. Now we were talking about who he is, the blessed God, who took upon himself a form of a servant. But at the same time, he was the one who owns the earth and the fullness thereof, the creator of all things. Yet, you always have to keep this in mind, for our sakes, for you and for me, he became poor. When we come to Philippians chapter 2, we would learn that he became obedient. As I said before, it was something foreign to the Lord Jesus. It's, I say it reverently, it's like him being in a school, learning something that he was never familiar with. It's how to be under and listen and submit and say yes. It was something very, very strange. But he learned it for you and for me. The fourth one that I could think of is in Revelation chapter 1 and verse 18. I am alive. And I became dead. Just think of that. That the Lord Jesus became flesh, the early stage of his humanity, unique in his humanity. He became poor. He has no place to lay down his head. He became obedient in every step he took. Whatever the will of the Father was for him, he said yes. But also he became dead. And that's, I really believe, the subject that we would leave it till later. But the last one that comes to my mind, and especially, I'm not sure, because none of us know the hearts of any person here, as far as Hebrews chapter 5, and I believe verse 7, but verse 7 or verse 8, he became the author of salvation. He became the author of salvation. So it is very important to understand, as we are talking about the life of Christ, and as we heard earlier, that if it wasn't for the death of Christ, none of us could be saved. But if there's one that doesn't know Christ, Christ Jesus became the author of salvation so that you could have a hope that one day you will be with Christ in heaven. Verse 9. Hebrews, thank you. Hebrews 5, verse 9.